I appreciate each one of you, and I'm really blessed being here. And I've had so many testimonies and a great word. I don't know what to say, but I have a word that God has given me for you. Praise the Lord. I'm married to one wife. And we are blessed with three children, Benjamin, Jacob, and Grace. Benjamin is 26, Jacob is going to 24, and Grace, our last born, is 21, and we thank God. We are serving God together with them. Jacob, our second born, is the chairman of the youth. Benjamin is a youth coordinator, and Grace is in praise and worship. She's a worshiper, and we thank God for that. Yes. My wife, Eunice, could not get a visa to come here. She's the one who is supposed to be studying here because this is a ladies' conference. But the Bible says, and the two shall be one. And therefore, I want you to see her in me. Praise the Lord. I would like to share the word of God and briefly tell you who we are. Church on the Rock, I'm the presiding bishop of Church on the Rock. And Church on the Rock and Solid Rock are one rock. Christ, the solid rock, yes, on which we stand. Amen. 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 And Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 16, that on this rock I'll build my church, and even the gates of hell shall not prevail against this church. Hallelujah. Therefore, I want to tell you, brethren, if you are founded on that rock, no power of evil can stand against us. No demon can overcome us. I'm happy to see my brothers from Africa, Ivory Coast. We have been looking forward to beat them in soccer. But so far, we have not been able to. But of course, you know Kenya is an athletic country. We like running. We have had some women conferences in Kenya with Pastor Darlene and Pastor Dari, and they have been very, very impactful. And I want to thank you, Solid Rock Church, Solid Rock Family Church, Farmington, for setting us the best. These people are good. They have impacted lives. Women have been encouraged. Women have been raised. Women have been help to realize their identity in Christ. And I want to tell you that our women are no longer the same. They are on fire for God. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'm happy for the stories I've heard from Israel. It's a great blessing. And thank you. God bless you. Our sister and our brother. And God bless you, our sisters. And we believe what you're doing will be greatly rewarded by God here on earth, even before we get to heaven. Because the Bible says God is not unfaithful to forget our labor of love. Praise God. So thank you. And I also believe with you, my sister, you will be a mother in the name of Jesus. And your husband will be a father in the name of Jesus. Because God is a good God. 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 And he's not unfaithful to forget our labor of love that we have shown for his name. Amen.
Amen.
Allow me to take the minutes I've been given to share with you the word of God, and also I bring greetings from my wife and our church in Kenya, the Church on the Rock, and from Mama Jennifer Hadley. Mama Jennifer Hadley is the director of Christian Ministries in Africa. I'm in charge of the churches. She's in charge of the children home. We have 4 children homes for orphans. 1 in Nakuru, Kenya, Kisumu, in the Masailand, and we have 1 in Langata, Nairobi. And Pastor Dari and Aline have been there. And Pastor Sunny. And the Masailand. Yeah. And we take care of the orphans. We educate them. We feed them. We clothe them by the grace of God. And Mama Jennifer is the one who raises all the funds. And we thank God for that. Right now, we are raising funds for an infant who requires $19,000 to go and have a heart surgery in India. She joined our children home and we realized she was sick. And sometimes you ask God, you might be tempted to ask God why, and then God says, you are the right person to do this. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You are the right people I've entrusted with this life. We don't know what that child will be, but we know God has a plan. We don't know what she'll become, but we know God has a plan. Amen. Allow me to share with you the word of God from the book of, I want to read from the book of Isaiah. Chapter 40, and I want to read from verse 28 up to verse 31, and God will bless us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was checking whether it was there. Okay. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, which means, the word Lord means the owner of everything. The creator, the master, the ruler, the almighty, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Verse 30. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. That one. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. What a promise. What a promise. You know, our God is a God of promise. And in the Bible, there are more than 7,000 promises. And these promises are ours and our children. These promises God has said are ours. These promises are yours by faith. And as long as we believe in Christ, we are candidates of inheriting these promises. Praise the name of the Lord. And therefore, I want to talk about waiting on God. Waiting on God. I know all of us are waiting on something. Amen? We are all in ministry. We are waiting. I'm also waiting. I'm also waiting for the second coming of Christ. The manifestation of the people of God, of the sons of God. I'm waiting. We are all waiting. And waiting is a state of active anticipation. Trust and patience in God's timing and promises.
Praise the name of the Lord. So waiting is active. It's something. It's something that we are doing. It's not passive. It is something that we are doing. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not sitting there idle. No. We are doing something. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It involves relying on God's strength and guidance, even when facing uncertainties. You know, we face so many uncertainties in life, but waiting on God involves depending on God's strength. It is not our strength. It is not our power. It is not our ability, but His ability.
Yes.
It is not about our goodness, but His goodness. It is not about our righteousness, but His righteousness.
Right.
The Bible says we have been made the righteousness of God. Amen. If you see me around, you see the righteousness of God. Amen.
Amen.
When I see you around, I see the righteousness of God. Doesn't matter your weaknesses. Doesn't matter your inabilities. The Bible says we are the righteousness of God. Do you know something? When you know your identity in Christ, the message that Pastor Darlene preaches, and I thank God for this book, The Miracle of the Breaking, and she gave to our women, and it was in, translated in Swahili, and that testimony of where God has brought you from, what God has done in your life, has touched many lives. Many women have come to realize their identity in Christ. And therefore, even those who do not love themselves and accept themselves, they have started loving themselves and accepting themselves and, you know, running to become what God created them to become. Amen. I know you are waiting for something. And in Hebrew, the word wait means to faithfully and diligently continue to do what God has called you to do. Praise the name of the Lord. So waiting is not sitting down. No. It is faithfully and diligently doing what God has called you to do. Praise the name of the Lord. So when I say I'm waiting on God, I mean I'm doing what God called me to do. Because God called me to do something. God called me to make an impact in the world. God called me to make a difference. You know, I'm not just a statistic. You are not there to fill the statistics.
Yeah,
you are there to make a difference.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
In your small way, in your big way, in whatever way, you are there to make a difference.
Yes.
We will make a difference starting from our homes, make a difference in the lives of our neighbors, make a difference in our city, make a difference in the country, make a difference in the world. God called us to make a difference. That is what women around the world is doing. They are making a difference. Hallelujah. And I was seated there. God revealed to me something. This church, you are like a launching pad. You know, there are many ministries that are going to launch from here. There are many ministries that are going to come out of here in the name of the Lord. And don't be afraid, because some of the people you have raised here, God, you'll send them everywhere, or rather elsewhere. But God, you'll also bring other people, because God is never short of workers. Praise the name of the Lord. Some of them might be the people who have been supporting the ministry so well. But I want to promise you, as God releases them, He releases others. Amen.
Amen.
So let us faithfully and diligently continue to do what God has called us to do. Let us be open to the experience of the holy moments around us, to experience God's presence through others.
Yes.
You know, when you're waiting on God, we are open. You know, to experience God through others. You know, I've experienced God through the speakers I've listened today and yesterday, and Pastor Dali, I've experienced God. Praise the name of the Lord. I've felt God. I've heard God. Let me also say this. We need to seek and keep seeking God's timing. As we wait on God, we need to seek His timing. Because God has a timing.
Yes.
The Bible says at the acceptable time, at the appointed time, Christ came. There is an appointed time, and I pray that none of us will miss his appointment. I pray that I will not miss my appointment. I pray that you will not miss your appointment in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I looked at Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, and I read it from the Message Bible, and it touched my life. It says, stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. Yeah. I say again, stay with God. Don't quit. Amen.
Amen.
God's Word translation says, wait with hope for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart be courageous. Yes, wait with hope for the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. So, I want to tell somebody here who is waiting. You're waiting for something. Maybe you're waiting for a miracle. You're waiting for a financial breakthrough. You're waiting for a child. You're waiting for a healing. Don't quit. Wait on God. He comes. Amen. Bible says in John chapter 11 that Martha and Mary were waiting for Jesus because their friend Lazarus was sick. But Jesus did not come when Lazarus was sick. And he knew Lazarus was sick, but he didn't come. But he came when Lazarus was dead and buried for 4 days.
Yeah.
Because he knew, once I get there, I'll make a difference.
Yeah.
I will raise him. There is no problem and there is no need that is too big for God.
Yeah.
If Jesus can bring Lazarus back from death, he's able to deal with your problem. Yeah. Your problem is a small thing in the eyes of God. If a dead man in the grave for 4 days was brought back to life, I want to declare in the name of Jesus that in this conference, a hopeless situation will be changed. A sick person will be healed. A miracle is going to happen. A bad person, you'll be reached.
Yes.
Somebody will be healed emotionally.
Yes.
Somebody will be healed on the inside.
Come on.
On the outside. In the name of the Lord, to the glory of God.
Yes.
Because Jesus is here.
Yes.
Because Jesus is here.
Yes.
Because Jesus is here.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to say a few things about what you need to do when you're waiting. Amen. Let me say that Abraham waited for 25 years. Jacob waited 14 years to marry the love of her life, Rachel. Joseph waited. Noah waited. David waited. Jesus waited for 30 years. We need to wait. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to wait.
Amen.
And wait on God. But what do we do when we are waiting? When we need to wait in faith. We need to wait in faith. Because we know he who promised is faithful. And therefore we need to wait in faith. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. The Bible says, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes.
The evidence of things not seen. It is not tomorrow, it is now.
Yes.
Now faith.
Right.
It is now faith. It is not yesterday's faith. It is now faith. It is not next year's faith. It is now faith. Being sure now, God is able to do what he has promised. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes
God will forgive me. Because sometimes I used to be an evangelist. So you got to forgive me. Praise the name of the Lord.
So we got to wait in faith, being sure that God is able to do what he has promised. It is not about us, it's about him. It's not about your goodness, it's about his goodness. It's about not about our power, it's about his power. And God is not limited by anything. He's not limited by any circumstance. He's not limited by any human limitation. He is God. Hallelujah. Amen. When I got sick, I used to be very sick. I used to nosebleed badly, badly before I got saved. And when I got saved, I knew I was to be baptized into the river through immersion. Because then I joined the full gospel church. And I read the scriptures in the book of Peter that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And I possessed that to be my word. And I started saying, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed.
Yep.
Do you know, in the morning, I could not wash my face with warm or cold water without nose bleeding. When it became very sunny, I nose bled. I could nose bleed at night and wake up in the morning and find myself with a lot of blood. You know, I was taken to the hospital. My mother, and by the way, I was brought up by a Sikh godmother. I honor all the Sikh godmothers here. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Was brought up by a Sikh godmother. And therefore, one day she took me to the hospital with her hand on my chest, you know, to feel my heart. Because she didn't believe I would make it. But by the grace of God, I made it to the hospital and the nose bleeding stopped. But when I got saved, I stood on that promise. And I said, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And I started claiming it. And I started saying it. And I started, you know, proclaiming it. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Because I said, this is not a history book. This is a Bible, the word of the living God.
Yeah.
And I stood on that promise. And I'm telling you, I was to be baptized early in the morning. And we got into the water and I was dipped and water went through my nostrils. And when I looked and there was no blood, I knew, oh yes, I've been healed. And 42 years ago, I've never nose bled a single day.
Yeah.
Because God is a God of miracles. And the God of miracles is alive.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The other Sunday, I prayed for one lady in church who had a lot of stomach problem. She had been operated and she had a problem in the stomach. And I prayed for her. The following Sunday, she came and said, and after Sunday's prayer, I got healed. I went to the hospital and the doctor said, I am okay. Our God is the God of miracles.
Yes.
The God of miracles is alive.
Yes,
yes, he is.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The Bible is not a history book.
Yes.
The Bible is the word of God.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. And I want us to believe God for a healing.
Yes.
I want us to believe God for a healing today.
Yes.
Because Jesus is here. Do you believe Jesus is here?
Yes.
He is Emmanuel, God with us.
Yes.
He is here. And so I'm believing God. If you are sick, I'm believing God with you for healing. Because God is not history. God is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know some of us in Africa, we have to believe God. Because we don't have the kind of facility. You people, you are privileged. We don't have the kind of facilities you have. We don't have the kind of money we have. Sometimes you go to the hospital and there is no medicine. The only thing you can do is just believe God for you to live.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. And you know a miracle is when you have come to the end of your life. When you have come to the end of your ability. When you have come to the end of your efforts. An extraordinary thing happens and you say yes. And I want to say this about miracles. One, it can be instant.
God can do it instantly. Two, it can be processional. Jesus, he told some people, go and show yourself. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Go and show yourself to the priest and give whatever is given. And as they, the 10 lepers, as they were on the way, they realized we are healed. John chapter 5, Jesus found somebody who had been lame for 38 years. And he tells him, take up your mat and go. That was instant. The others was processional. You know, and it took some time. And there, I believe today, it is either instant or it will take some time. But all I am sure about, a miracle will happen in the name of Jesus. If you have faith, say amen.
Amen.
One day my mother went to the hospital and the doctor told her she had been diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. And she came and told me, and I was a believer, she wasn't saved. I told my mother, the devil is a liar. I knew we had no money, and I'm the firstborn son. And I knew how costly it would be, and I didn't have money. I told my mother, the devil is a liar. And I told her, my mother kneeled down. And I laid my hands on her. And we prayed and rebuked her spirit. And I told her, never again go back to that doctor. You are healed. 30 years down the line, my mother is alive and healthy to the glory of God. Yeah. I usually tell people, I have no plan B. It is either God or God. I have no plan B. It is either God or
God.
You know, sometimes we have a plan B. I have no plan B. It is either God or God. Hallelujah. We wait in faith. Okay. I don't want to take much time. Let me also say this. We also wait in hope. We wait in hope. The Bible says in Psalm 130 verse 5, I'll wait for the Lord. My soul does wait. And in his word do I hope. Praise the name of the Lord. We also wait in hope. I'm hoping. I'm waiting on God. I'm hoping. I'm looking forward of what God is going to do. The other thing I want to say is that we wait in anticipation. Expectance. We are expecting. We are expecting something. Are you expecting something?
Yes.
Are you expecting something this conference?
Yes.
We are waiting in anticipation. I know something will happen. The Bible says in James 5 verse 7 that if you look at the farmer, the farmer sows seeds and waits expectantly for the seed to sprout and grow and become harvest.
Amen.
Amen. It is not a one day. It's not an event. It's not a one day event. But there is expectancy. Because I know there is a seed. Do you know what the Bible says? Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith is a seed. Praise the name of the Lord. And Jesus said, you have faith as little as a mustard seed. Oh, yes, you'll tell this mountain.
Yes.
Go and plant yourself in the sea,
right,
and it will go.
Right.
Brethren, if you have small faith, God is able to do. God is able to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Told you, God, to forgive me. I used to be an evangelist. Amen?
Amen.
Then we need to wait prayerfully. We need to wait prayerfully. We need to pray. Keep praying. The Bible says, seek and you'll find. Ask and you'll be given. Knock and the door you'll be open. Keep knocking, keep knocking. Knock in the morning, knock in the evening, knock at night, knock during the day. Keep knocking. Don't settle. Don't settle until you have received. Tell your neighbor, don't settle until you have received. Wait prayerfully. We also need to wait watching. Two more things and I'll be done. We need to wait watching. We need to watch. We need to be alert. We need to listen to the voice of God. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 2, from verse 1, the Bible says, Jesus went to Cana of Galilee for a wedding. And as they were celebrating, Bible says wine ran out. And everybody was troubled and they were asking, what are we going to do? And the mother of Jesus knew, this man here is not just another son. This is not just another man. This is not just another guest. He has a solution to every problem. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus, and the mother of Jesus told the disciples and the MC and the people who are there, do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you. They were waiting for a miracle, but they had to listen to the voice. Amen?
Yes.
What are you waiting for? Hear the voice of God. The Bible says, when you get to a crossroad and you don't know whether to turn to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. I want to tell somebody here, listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice of God. As you wait, listen to the voice of God. Don't just wait. Wait listening to the voice of God. Because God will always speak. Now tell somebody here. I tell people in church, we are not afraid of where the world is headed. Because I know God is already there. God is already there. Even before I've reached there, God is already there. I'm not afraid of the economy of the world. Because the economy of heaven is not governed by the economy of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm not afraid of the devil. Somebody said, I fear God so much to fear anything else.
Come on, there you go. There you go.
I fear God so much to fear anything else. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't even fear the report of the doctor. The doctor can say anything. But the final word is with God. The final word is with God. Can I help somebody? Don't listen to the voice of fear. Your life is not in the hands of the devil. It is in the hands of God. Yes. Acts 13 verse 34, the Bible says, after David served God's purpose in his generation, he rested with his fathers. You cannot go before your time. You must serve God's purpose. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That sickness does not mean you are going to die. You cannot die before you have served God's purpose. Hallelujah. I think God sent me here to tell somebody, you are not going to die before you have served God's purpose. Amen.
Amen.
And therefore, be there serving God's purpose. Wait for God, serving God's purpose. Don't sit there and wait to die. Wait. Oh, yes. Serve God's purpose. Last three. Praise the name of the Lord. Wait, serving. Wait, serving. The Bible says, in the book of Psalm, chapter 100, verse 2, that we should serve the Lord gladly. We serve the Lord with happiness. We serve the Lord, you know, we serve God happily with gladness. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God is not unjust. We should not serve God as if, you know, he's a harsh, you know, employer, or he's a harsh God. He's a loving God. We serve him joyfully.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So as you wait on God, serve, wait serving. Live out your calling. Let your life reflect our hope in Christ. Let us serve others.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us run the race looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him
And you are death, even death on the cross. And today God has exalted him and given him a name that is above all names. That in the name of Jesus, everything of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That does not exempt the challenge that you are going through. It has to bow to the name of the Lord. It has to bow to the name of the Lord. Amen?
Yes.
People who waited, they left a legacy. 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 We call them today heroes of faith because they waited. Some of them, the Bible says, they had not even received the promises, but they could embrace them from far. They lived in hope. They lived in faith. They waited in faith. They waited in hope. They waited serving. They waited serving their purpose. They waited praying. They waited thanking God and being grateful even for the small things and the small victories. And today we call them blessed. God bless you. I want to make a prayer. Allow me to request you to stand on your feet. Maybe you're not used to, but sometimes I see my friend. He also catches fire sometimes. Pastor Darry. But I'm here to tell you, God knows you by your name. He knows your need. He is concerned about what you're going through. He's concerned about this church. He's concerned about this area. He's concerned about the ministries that he has given us. But he wants us to wait on him. Because them who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. They will walk and not be weary. They will serve and not get tired. They will serve and not be weary. They will mount up with wings. And I pray that God will give you the strength even to mount up with wings like eagles. And to go to your destiny. In the name of the Lord. I want you now not to listen to that pain again, but to listen to the voice of God. I want you not to listen to that voice of the doctor, but to listen to the voice of God. What is God saying about my situation? By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. By the power of God, you are set free. Amen. And we call the people from Farmington to come and receive Jesus. Because Jesus is the Lord. Amen. If you have any need and you want us to join in prayer, just want you to raise up your hand wherever you are. And I want to pray with you. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for those hands. Thank you for those hands. And I want you to believe God and set your eyes on Jesus. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names, we worship and adore your holy name this afternoon. And I thank you, Lord, for every hand raised now. Your word has said that those who wait upon you, Lord, shall renew their strength. And I pray for those who are feeling weary. My Father, may you renew their strength in Jesus' name. And I pray for those who are sick. You are the Lord who heals us, Lord. May you heal them in the name of the Lord. I rebuke every pain. I rebuke every germ. I rebuke every virus. I rebuke every demon. I rebuke every power of evil in the name of Jesus. And I declare, by the stripes of Jesus, the sick are healed. Those who came feeling pain, oh God, may you set them free now. Those who are in emotional pain, heal them on the inside. Those who are suffering whatever challenge, Jehovah, remember them and set them free. I declare that in the name of Jesus, every need that has made your people to raise their hands is met in that wonderful name, to the glory and honor of your name. And I cover your people with the blood of Jesus. And I pray out of them, they have a new song. And there will be new testimonies of your doing. In Jesus' name, we do pray and believe. Amen. The Lord bless you.
They will run and not grow weary. They will
not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord.